Okay, Nance, getting down to gift-giving crunch time. Let's go with our list of inexpensive gifts for people who cook.
What's the top of your list?
A coir scrubber made out of the brown fibers inside a coconut husk. I've had one for years and years and years. A listener sent it to me.
The same one?
The same one. I scrub everything with it, vegetables, pots. It just will not wear out. I saw a three-pack offered on Amazon for, I think, $7.95. You can get them at Asian markets for like $1.95 each. So what's your first suggestion, Nance?
The Triple Timer by OXO. When I'm baking and cooking, there's often times when I need more than one. I used to use my iPhone. It doesn't do anywhere near as good a job as this one. It's about $20 anywhere you can find a good selection of OXO product.
Yeah, you don't want to be touching your phone with your greasy fingers.
Don't you do that all day, Stein?
I'll just let that one go. And for my next suggestion, the Dexter Russell Sandwich Spreader. It's about a little 3-inch kind of oval-shaped stainless steel blade. It's great for spreading mayo or mustard or whatever on a sandwich. One side of the tip is serrated, so after you put your sandwich together, you can use it to cut it in half. I gave you one of those. Don't you love it?
I like it a lot. You can get them in any restaurant supply store.
And online. I'll put in a link on the post. So what's next on your list, Nance?
That would be the Dough Whisk. I have several of them now. King Arthur sells them for $14.95, but I found one on a sale rack for $5.
Really a useful tool. It's got a couple of metal loops on the end of a long handle. It's great for mixing batters, for sponges, you know, for bread baking. Lots of different uses. Very handy tool. Now, here's a really great one for anyone who does any baking or any cooking at all, really. They would love to get a box of parchment sheets.
My birthday is next month. Would you buy me that? I can never bring myself to spend the money.
They're really not all that expensive. You can get 100 half sheets for something like $20. Years ago, my sister Debbie, who was a professional fancy cake baker, gave me a box of parchment paper sheets like that. It was the best cooking present I ever got.
Not for when you're cooking at home, but for when you go out to restaurant. Wobble Wedges Leveling Shims.
Say that one 3 times fast, you win $100.
There's 30 of these things in a container for about $12.
Oh, for sticking under a wobbly table leg.
Exactly right. There's nobody carrying matchbooks around anymore.
But I don't know why the customer should have to level the table. Okay, one last one from me, Nance. Nitrile gloves. Doctor gloves, you know, that they wear.
Killing me here, Stein, because I just bought myself a big box of those at Cash and Carry for like $11, $12. It's enough to last me for the rest of my life.
You can put them on if you're going to be dealing with really hot chilies and stuff. But if you do any amount of cooking, no matter how careful you are, sometimes you cut yourself. When I cut myself, I put on the Band-Aid and I slip a glove on over it, and that way I can work in water, get my hands wet, and I don't have to worry about blood leaking out into the milk gravy.
I'm more interested in using it when I'm using curry, like often a recipe will that has turmeric or something that's going to stain my fingertips. Using the best tool I have, my hands, to toss anything, you know, I end up with yellow nail.
And the gloves protect your nails from unsightly discoloration. Good for working with squid ink, too. How about one more from you, Nance?
This is for the wine drinkers. Have you ever seen those wine discs? It's a flat, bendable disc that you roll up and you put into the spout of your wine bottle. It keeps the drips from coming down the bottle when it sits on your table or when you're pouring wine. I just ordered myself a huge pack of them that surely will last the rest of my life for about $11, $12.
Sounds like a good idea if you're insisting on using a glass. We'll have pictures and some links to where to get some of this stuff on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org with KNKX food talker, Nancy.
The gift that keeps on giving.
It's your story. Leeson.
He's Dick.
And if you don't think any of this stuff will do the trick, just give them one of those Beanie Babies you've had stockpiled for years.
Dine.